Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest. Life comes at you fast, which is why it's important to find some time to relax. A little you time. Enter Chumba Casino. With no download required, you can jump on anytime, anywhere for the chance to redeem some serious prizes. So treat yourself with Chumba Casino and play over 100 online casino-style games, all for free. Go to ChumbaCasino.com to collect your free welcome bonus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there, Ryan Reynolds here. It's a new year, and you know what that means. No, not the diet. Resolutions. A way for us all to try and do a little bit better than we did last year. And my resolution, unlike Big Wireless, is to not be a raging a**hole and raise the price of wireless on you every chance I get. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited. See mintmobile.com for details.
Guys, we have a new tier on our Patreon, and it includes exclusive bonus content. Listen up. Right now, for just $5, you get the Honeydew a day early, you get it ad-free, and you get a full bonus episode of the Honeydew with Y'all, where listeners highlight their lowlights, and it's going to stay that way. $5. And for just $3 more, you're also going to get the way back a day early and ad-free. But that's not all. You'll get exclusive bonus content with the guests, some fun segments, maybe some games, and we'd love to get you guys involved. And that's all for only $3 more. And there's no censorship on any of the Patreon episodes. Subscribe now.
Hey, baby, we're going to be here all day. We're going to be here all day, baby. I like this kind of party.
Welcome back to The Way Back. I'm Ryan Sickler, RyanSickler.com, Ryan Sickler on all your social media. Very excited to have this guest on today. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Paige Jen. Welcome to The Way Back, Paige.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. Promote whatever you'd like first, please.
Okay. Could you please check out any of my socials at Paige Jen? That's where you can find me. On all platforms. So whichever platform you have, just type P-A-I-G-E-G-I-N-N.
Look, let's just get into this story right away, because I was asking you, like, you know, anything you want to talk about? You're like, well, this one thing I think about. And then what you said was outrageous. So why don't you start off with your basketball story? Can we talk about that? Because were you a big athlete in high school and stuff? Were you good?
Yeah, I guess I can't say I was bad.
What was your sport?
I played basketball, volleyball, okay. Softball, track.
Oh, you were an athlete, for sure.
Yeah, and I got Female Athlete of the Year.
Damn, what year was that?
I think 2013.
What year for 12. You, like junior, senior?
Junior.
That's damn good.
Thank you.
At your whole school?
Yes.
That's impressive.
School had like 20
so
people
you were
in
popular then for sure in the sports and everything. Everybody knew who you were.
Yeah, for the most part, for sure. And so that's why I had to play a lot in the games. And one game, I felt something down in my under region, and it was a tampon that fell out. And it's not because I'm loose. It's because I just need to clarify. I have a heavy flow.
So
they should have had me
in
on the
middle
floor.
Of the game, like while you're on the court, not on the bench or anything. You're on the court.
Mid court.
And your flow
running.
Is so heavy, it pushed the tampon out.
Like a geyser.
And down your leg. You have basketball shorts on, right? It's not a skirt.
I had a big pad on, thankfully, and it was holding it in. So I was just probably running a little weird. But it stayed in until halftime, and then I had to go take care of business. I plugged back up, and thankfully, I thought somebody was going to slip, like
yeah,
Mario.
Yeah, it didn't bleed through your shorts or anything like that? Like, look at this girl out there running with her tampon all out?
No, because the pad saved me.
Is that you right there?
Yeah, that's me. And
is that really you?
Yeah.
That one right there in the air?
Yeah.
Oh, there's the tampon.
Yeah, so that happened.
So wait, your tampon falls out while you're playing basketball in the same year you went Athlete of the Year? Junior year. Touch it up, girl. Way to persevere. It's not how you start.
It's not how you start. It's how you end.
That's right. So where'd you grow up?
Utah.
Mm-hmm. And you're one of
Eight kids, mm-hmm. you said. Eight kids. It's a lot of kids.
The youngest.
Did you grow up
eight.
Mormon?
No.
No. You just, your dad f***ed like a Mormon. It's a yeah, lot of kids.
My dad just could not stop.
Pull out.
You, yeah. You know that I got his dick out of a zipper?
I like how, first of all, you asked me if I know about it. Like, I'm like, no. I don't know. What do you mean?
Couple years ago, he he pulled up a zipper and his whole shaft got caught up in it.
Come on.
And he couldn't
How old is he?
He's 78.
And yeah, you had to help him get his dick out of the zipper?
Correct.
Was he just screaming? Was it like something about Mary?
Yes.
Yeah.
My brother, we were getting
ready.
Did you
have to zip it down over the skin?
Ooh. I'll tell you, I had to get some vitamin E oil. And if you would have saw the look of pain in my dad's eyes, you would have helped him. You know, it wasn't an thing. This was a help.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I wasn't wanting to do that. But my brother couldn't get it undone, so I had to step in.
You're like, I'll do it. I'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
And you got it?
I got it.
Did he scream when you?
He was like, oh. No. No. He was such in pain that he couldn't even talk.
Tell me about fights with siblings.
I knocked my brother out one time.
How?
We were just bickering, and he's like, yeah, punch me in the face. So I was like, all right. And I just wound up like Muhammad Ali. Would that be the right person?
That'd be accurate.
All right. Got him. And I, when I saw him just fall back, I ran upstairs to my sister.
Before he even hit.
Yeah. I was already up on the top floor and I ran up to my sister's room and I said, Jerry's going to kill me. That's because I thought he was going to wake up and just come after me and attack me. So I'm like, I need protection.
Knocked him out. Did he come after you?
Oh, yeah.
He did.
Kicking and a screaming, trying to really kill me.
You hit him on the butt. And people, that's the spot.
Either there or maybe it was the temple.
Dude, that's dangerous. Yeah. If you got him in the temple, he might die.
I think that's where it was. I got lucky.
We were talking about your mom before we started as a kid, and you said that if you slammed a door, she would make you do something.
Yes, if we would slam the door as kids, she would make us close and open the door 100 times softly. And usually on 99, I'll just slam the fucking door shut. Yeah, because, you know, I'm just thinking she doesn't want to be here either, watching me.
Oh, she would stay and count?
Yeah, she'd stay and watch us open and close it to make sure we weren't slamming it. So I could have done it all day. I would just overpower her to the point where she's like, fuck, you win.
Did you would, really? Did you kind of own your mom? Or you just knew how to do it?
She owned us.
Did she?
She would tackle us and say, who's the queen?
Deanie. Are you being serious?
Yeah.
Your mom would tackle you and say,
she drove our Astro van down a field and freaking got my brother and was tackling him because he kept missing football practice. She was.
What do you mean drove it out? He like started running in a field and she just said, fuck it, went off road with it?
Yes. I saw her do some crazy stuff, but
like,
she was
else?
A great mom.
What else?
Ooh. I know that she probably doesn't want me saying this,
but the queen is so good, though. I've never
Who's the queen? Deanie. That's what she was.
What is it you might not? What are you worried about saying?
I just know that she has done some damage with fighting. She would. She doesn't put up with shit, you know, like she'll take people down if they need to be brought down.
Did you ever see your mom get into a fight when you were a kid?
No.
No.
No. Just
stories of it.
Punching my siblings and stuff.
Oh, she would fuck the kids up if you all got out of line. We're not talking about regular people.
Yeah, she'd get a paddle out, write our names on it every time she would spank our butts. Like, it was usually my brother's name, Jerry. Because
each time repeated, not like wipe it off, write Jerry again. Like this time it's Paige's turn.
If you got the spanking, she would put your name on it. So, like, it was a tracker of how many times you've been spanked. It seems a lot worse, maybe.
you think?
It wasn't that bad, you know?
If you listened, ask Jerry's ass about that, literally.
Yeah, Jerry.
Literally his ass.
Jerry was not okay, but yeah, we're good.
Were your parents together? They stay together?
They divorced when I was 8.
Okay, it's but you're the youngest of 8, though. So that's they've been together a minute at that point, though.
Yeah. He was remarried before my mom, you know? So it's like half and half. But so I have like half siblings, but we don't really say half because we're all so fucking close, you know? My dad's 25 years older than my mom.
Holy shit. 25 years?
Mm-hmm. And he's Chinese. So he just has always looked younger. Yeah.
He does look younger than her and he's 25 years older.
Not younger than her, but like at the
but
time.
But younger than his age.
He probably did look younger than her. He still looks pretty young for his age. But yeah. I don't know their ages when they got divorced.
Was so mom was like more of the disciplinarian, dad wasn't then?
If we would swear with her, she wouldn't take it.
Yeah, what would she do? If you're shutting the door, you're doing it 100 times. What are you doing if you swear?
You're getting a little bit of soap in the mouth for sure.
Yeah, you had soap in the mouth. I had soap in the mouth.
I never got caught, so I didn't get the soap.
But you would see it?
Mm-hmm.
Jerry. My mom one time gave me pepper. And I mean, to this day, I love pepper. Like, I like extra pepper on my shit.
Mm-hmm,
I think
same.
That one backfired. You know what I mean?
I love extra pepper.
If she'd have put something spicy or hot, I'd have been, but pepper's not that fucking hot. It's spicy.
She would just sprinkle pepper in your mouth?
She made me stick my tongue out and put pepper on my tongue. It also made me eat soap one time, too. Like, chew the bar of soap.
How much of it?
Like, the corner. Yeah.
Ooh.
You sit there and just gnaw on it and shit just so you taste that in your mouth. I'm like... This ain't that bad either. You know, it ain't that bad.
Yeah, it's not
that
bad. It ain't that bad. It's
not. I'd rather do this than eat broccoli.
Yeah, if I just have to eat a piece of soap to say the word fuck.
Yeah, I'm eating fucking wax already. Yeah. Sex wax. Did you guys have sex wax?
I've never heard of sex wax. Maybe the surfboard stuff?
That's exactly what it is.
Okay.
So I don't know how this became a thing in our school, but sex wax made it to us. Maryland's certainly not a big surfing state. Ocean City's got a couple waves, but we would eat this.
Who would eat that?
Of us in school, we'd get a sex wax pouch, and instead of like dip or something, we would break off little pieces of wax and just put it in our mouth and chew on this shit. And it's for waxing your goddamn surfboard.
That's an odd one. I just had the jerky chew.
What jerky chews?
Yeah.
You'd eat those all the time?
Yeah. And my mom would even kind of be weird about that. Like, it's kind of like you're chewing. It's like, but it's fucking shredded up jerky.
Oh, you would get it like that. I see.
Yeah.
Oh,
we like weren't this, chewing like on that. None of this
okay,
shit.
The little links.
You would chew on that for fun? Sex wax?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the Bazooka Joe gum was no fucking, it tasted the same to me.
Or look, those bottles of wax that are filled with the different colors of juices.
Yeah, the little Coca-Cola looking bottles, but they all have a squirt juice in them.
Those were fun.
That pack, those right here on the bottom right.
Ooh,
yeah, those.
Where you eat half of the paper.
Oh, and also, that shit was in the store for probably 4 years. You know what I mean? When you bite the gum, it would snap, it break into pieces.
That's not good.
Yeah, no, it's Bazooka Joe.
Every piece was kind of like a risk of opening it.
There's another thing I wanted to ask you about. We were talking about your mom finding something.
Yeah, she was on a walk one day with my stepdad, and they came back and they're like, "Oh, we found a used condom." And my stepdad's name is Danny. She's like, "And Danny said that's probably Paige's." Ha ha ha. And my mom's like, "There's no way." And then it was.
How old are
it
you?
It was 17 at the time. But her just telling me.
Did you admit it?
No, okay. But then she heard it on my current podcast because I talked about it and she called me. She's like, "Oh my gosh, I can't believe that was yours." It's funny what parents just won't believe that their children, you know, my mom didn't think I was out there getting fucked in a truck.
In a truck.
You know, and then freaking littering condoms on the ground. A mile away from the house, where on their walking trail,
and it really was your condo. It wasn't right out in front of the house.
No.
It's down the damn
on
street.
Their walking trail that they walk every day.
Oh my god, that's too much.
Who does that?
And it's used.
Yeah,
condom, he said. Yeah.
Hopefully they didn't pick it up, sniff it.
Shit.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Could you imagine?
Did you throw parties in high school? Were you a regular party thrower? Did you throw one massive one? What kind of house parties, field parties? What did you do?
I wasn't typically a huge like party planner mm-hmm. in high school. It was usually other people. But one time I threw a rager at my grandparents' house.
Your grandparents' house?
Yeah. Fucked in my grandma's bed and...
Hey there, Ryan Reynolds here. It's a new year, and you know what that means. No, not the diet. Resolutions. A way for us all to try and do a little bit better than we did last year. And my resolution, unlike Big Wireless, is to not be a raging and raise the price of wireless on you every chance I get. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited. See mintmobile.com for details.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true.
Fucked in her bed when she was in Arizona for the summer. And then I was all good. Nobody found out about this party until...
Wait, before you go there, rager, like how many people we talking showing up to this thing? And what sort of house did your grandparents have?
They had a log cabin. And okay. My whole family helped build this log cabin.
Okay.
Yeah, it was really nice growing up there and having Christmas there and shit every year. But probably 100 people showed up.
That's a lot.
Lots of cleaning up cans the next morning. And just a typical party, you know, people fucking in random places and... hoping everything's not broken. But we were all good there for a couple days. And then me and my friends were all talking about the rager that I threw. Hell yeah, I fucked him in my grandma's bed, this and that. And then I look down and my phone is on the phone with my mom.
No.
Yeah. How?
It just dialed your
God,
mom.
I don't know.
And you're fucking saying what you're saying.
Yes.
She just hears.
And she hears
her
everything.
Her daughter fucks somebody in her mom's bed. Yeah.
So then I just...
That's wild. Was she on there going, Paige? Like, oh my God. When did you find out she knew?
She wasn't making a fucking peep. She wanted to hear it all. Yeah. Everything.
Oh my God.
So when I looked down, I just was like, click. Pressed end. And then she just repeatedly tried to call me back and I was shitting, like, what am I going to say? How do I come back from this? And I came back from it because I'm still here.
Would you lie? Did you be like, oh, it was a joke, or did you just ignore it for as long as you could?
No, I just told her, like, I'm sorry.
Did she tell your grandparents?
Mm-hmm.
She did?
Yeah.
Did she tell them that, hey, Paige fucked in your bed?
Mm-hmm. Well, hopefully not. Maybe she hid that one from them. I'm going to have to ask my grandma.
You're going to ask, you're close enough with your grandma?
Or let me ask my mom first and say, hey, let me not go, hey, did my mom tell you I fucked in your bed?
Yeah, go to mom first with that one.
That's smart. Yeah. My bad.
But you, we talked about this too. Your dad had a little more loose rules. You could cuss around him.
Oh, yeah. He would check us out of school to go buy an Akon CD when we were in like fifth grade.
Get out of here.
For sure.
Akon's new one's out, oh, yeah, so I'm taking the kids out of school.
Smack that all on the floor. Smack that. We'd be in the back. I'd be like zipping it up in my SpongeBob case. Something felt wrong.
Akon of all people. Oh
loved
so
Akon.
What age does he start letting you cuss around him?
I don't remember not cussing around him.
What everywhere was... Nothing
everywhere, everywhere except for other adults that didn't want to swear in. But he would let us say fuck or whatever. Just be respectful, really. Like, my dad has always been a very helpful person, like seasoned elderly person, would help him with their groceries. So, you know, just respect your elders, but also you can say the words
be
fuck.
A person.
Yeah, be a human.
Yeah, I only ask you if there were restrictions because my friend, I've told the story, so I won't tell the whole story, but his name is Jason Danilowski. And first time I met him, we were sixth grade, so I went over his house. And he's like, that's bullshit, Dad. And I'm like, oh, bro, you're about to get fucked up. I just got here. You know, I'm about to call my dad and tell him to come back and get me. And his parents didn't do anything. And he said something else again. And I think we even had another friend there. My buddy Matt was there. And we're like looking at each other.
You're like, can we swear around him?
And I'm like, what? And his whole rule was he could say whatever he wanted, but not fuck. That was the word he was not allowed to say. He could say whatever he wanted. They didn't care.
And that's the best one.
I always thought that was progressive as hell. You know, like, damn.
Yeah. I, looking back, it's like, I can't believe my dad did let us swear. But he was more strict on other things. Like, if you were going to get hurt, he'd rather be the one to hurt you than you fucking slipping on ice. Or, like, he hated when we would put ourselves in stupid situations. Mm-hmm. Like, what the fuck are you thinking? That type of beat, you know? He was more strict in those ways. And he's Asian, so he's very, like, particular.
And what's your mom?
She's just white. Just so I just say I'm cock Asian. Put a little hyphen.
Yeah. You are, of all people, you're definitely Caucasian.
Yeah.
We're not.
You're not.
We should not have Asian anywhere near our fucking term.
Yeah, it should just be a cock.
Why am I? Yeah, we should just be cocks.
Yeah, start saying that.
Why do we have Asian and Caucasian? Asians, most of the word.
Yeah, why are they saying that to you?
I don't know.
Just believe what you see.
Tell me about at 18.
So at 18, I was figuring out if I wanted to move from Utah to San Diego. So I came to visit San Diego, and apparently you can't moon people.
Yeah, it's indecent exposure.
Yeah.
Did you moon somebody?
Found that one out. I was walking down the street in Pacific Beach, and there was a line of people waiting to get into a club, and I was like, hey, everybody, and they all looked over, and I just whipped down my pants and mooned them. I didn't spread my asshole or anything. There was a thong on, and then thought I was good, took off walking, and two cops pulled up on a bike.
They saw it?
Mm-hmm. And I was so drunk, because me and my friend previously went into a Burger King bathroom and chugged a fifth of Captain Morgan. But they came up to me and said, we need to see your ID. And I was like, oh, shit, I'm not even 21 and I'm hammered. So I was like, be confident. I didn't say anything about my age. I just said, here you go. And then.
Was it a fake one?
No, I just gave them my real ID okay. And just said, be fucking confident. Like I was looking at them in the eyes, drunk. And they just threw me in the drunk tank with a bunch of men, 15 men puking everywhere.
For real?
Yeah. Then I had to go spend the night in the drunk tank for about 10 hours on a wrestling mat with no blanket.
A wrestling mat?
It sucked.
What was your charge? Was it indecent exposure, or did they get you for public intoxication, underage drinking, all of it? What did they get you?
Well, the really cool thing about this story is they didn't get me for anything.
That's good.
They kind of just gave me a place to stay for the night.
I was wondering about that too. Like, here's this girl who's shit faced and we probably get her off the damn street. She just had her ass out in front of everybody.
Yeah. But the fact that they didn't cat, like, he was staring at my ID and then goes, okay, how do you not know math if you're doing that?
Wait, he didn't say anything about you being underage?
No. That's crazy, right?
Yeah, it's bad math. You're right.
Is that what they're looking at?
That's what I'd be looking at if I'm wondering how old somebody is. That's what you're supposed to look at. I used to have a fake ID. I had one that was so horrible. I was like, I'm not even using this. It was like this drugstore ID. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I got another one through someone. And this was a black guy that looked like Prince a little bit. He's a little lighter skinned black guy. He looked like Prince. And I would use it. I used it 2 times. And it worked both fucking times. Yes, I know. So I would go to this bar. There was this one bar where we lived in Sykesville.
Wait, so you used a black guy's ID?
Yeah, I did. A light-skinned black guy's ID.
Did you try to make yourself look like the guy
in any
way? I
didn't do anything. It was pitch black in there. That's why. It was so dark inside. So I go in, and it's a Baltimore ID, and we're out in the county, and the guy's like, what are you doing out here? And I'm like 17, 18. I was just like, my aunt lives out here. He just does that long stare where you're like, he knows. And he just goes, what you want? And I'm like, I almost want to be like, are you fucking serious?
I've been in one instance where my friend went into a strip club and I was underage. So then she had somebody bring her passport back out to me and we all get in. Like they had to double scan her passport. So they knew that. It was double scanned.
This bar right here, Hammerheads in Morgantown, West Virginia. This is there, like in the right by WVU. This is a black dude bouncing. I walk up with my idea of a black guy and I hand it to him and he laughs so fucking hard. He straight up lets me in. That's the only two times I ever used it.
That's
he's like, I can't
awesome.
Even believe you're rolling up here with this right now. Go ahead, I'm going to let you in. I was like, thank you so much, dude.
He's like, the drink's on me.
But you're
that
right.
Is
I
out went, of control.
When I first moved here, the first time I moved here, I was 20. I turned 21 in LA before I went back to Maryland and came back again. But my buddy and I, it was right when they made this. No, you could still smoke inside at that time. And we were going to the Rainbow Room. And he was 1 year older than me. He's 21. I'm 20. So we had this whole plan. Like, he's going to go in with his legit ID. And we don't look that dissimilar, I would say. He goes in. And I was like, when you're in there, I'll be out here on the sidewalk. Just ask the dude, hey, can I step out to have a cigarette? Because they always said, yeah. You know, but yeah. And then they recognize you're just going to be right there and come back in. And then when I walk by, I'll say, hey, buddy, you got a cigarette? You go, it's my last one. Just take the pack. And you've got your ID tucked in the pack.
Ooh,
already.
That
was our
swift.
Move, right? And then that would happen. Boom, boom, boom. I'd go around. And that's how I would get in at that place. You know, there was always a way.
Oh, if there's a lie, there's a way.
You never had a full-on fake ID, though?
I used a couple friends, you know, but nothing crazy. Just the passport sharing at the strip club didn't work because they scan. So they kicked our entire group out when I did that.
But oh, really?
Yeah. Because, you know, they scan. Are they the only places that can tell that?
I don't know. That's pretty high tech.
Yeah. To know that two people have used one thing.
Tell me about this game you used to play.
Oh, we had a birthday party as kids, as you do. And maybe like sixth grade. And one boy was left at the birthday party. So we just made him sit down on the couch and put a blindfold on him. And there's about 15 girls left because we were all going to stay the night. And we just lined up and went in a circle and kissed him. And he was just sitting there like this. And we would say, guess who's kissing you? And when he would guess the right person, we were pretty stoked. And we did that for probably 3 hours straight.
3 hours. That kid didn't have any complaints. He's telling his mom, like, don't come get me.
He was there don't after dark. Oh, shit. I have one more story that
do
I didn't.
It.
Oh,
let's hear it.
People can see my crotch. One time we called our friend to come over late at night. And then the next morning we realized she never showed up. And it's because she rode her bike over and she had a sack with her and it got stuck between the tire and the bike and she flipped over the handlebars and busted out her whole teeth and face and ended up in Primary Children's Hospital. So don't ride a bicycle with a bag.
Swinging that one and swinging it, it flipped her.
It can just get caught in that tire and just stop that thing suddenly. So
that
I felt
girl.
Bad for that, you know, because I was begging her to come over and then didn't even realize that she didn't make
Never
it over.
It.
And then she's in the hospital.
Damn. Well, thank you very much for doing this. Promote whatever you'd like again, please.
Same shit you heard at the beginning. Paige Jen on all platforms. I have, I don't even want to say the word on here. Starts with only. And then I have Instagram, all the apps. Page Jen, just search them. You can come look at my pubes or whatever.
Find your butthole.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I spy my little brown eye. I'm going to try to do that every week.
You
love you guys.
You put a lot of work into it. So God bless you.
Hey, good job on this. And
thanks.
I'm really proud of you. And I'm proud to just be here. And
thanks, Paige.
And I like your fan base.
Thanks. Keep your tampons in. As always, Ryan Sickler on all social media, RyanSickler.com. We'll talk to y'all next week.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest. Life comes at you fast, which is why it's important to find some time to relax. A little you time. Enter Chumba Casino. With no download required, you can jump on anytime, anywhere for the chance to redeem some serious prizes. So treat yourself with Chumba Casino and play over 100 online casino-style games, all for free. Go to ChumbaCasino.com to collect your free welcome bonus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.